Annie Othen.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Okay, I woke up, yeah, and she called her name, and then it was just like she just was bouncing up and down.
Right, if you shout her name, does she respond to you?
Mummy, come on.
Is that here in the back?
She's just wailing. Yeah. It's going to be okay, Mummy.
How old are you?
10.
Okay, what position is she in at the moment? She's on her back, on her side?
No, she's on her side. She's on her side.
That's fine. Just keep her on her side, okay. What I want you to do is just keep a close eye on your mum's breathing at the moment, okay?
I am.
As we can. Just tell me if anything changes, okay?
It's lucky that I got over my fear of the dark, because it's dark downstairs. It's dark downstairs, isn't it? You stay there, Mummy, okay? Okay. Mummy, I've first aid trained. I know what to do, okay? Look, the man's going to speak to you, Mummy, and he'll tell you to stay there, okay? Can you speak to her?
Yeah, put your mum on, yeah. Just stay at the door now and keep it open, okay? And just wave at the ambulance when they arrive. They'll be there any second now, okay? Okay.
Oh, here they come. Yeah.
Are they there with you now?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll let you go. Really well.
Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listening back to that, Harry, what was going through your mind?
Well, to be honest with you, personally, I thought it was a nightmare. I thought it was a nightmare, really, and I was just going to wake up and it would all be gone. And the ironic thing about this is that the reason why I thought it was a nightmare was because a few nights before that happened, I was actually experiencing some traumas in my sleep about stuff like that. So I just thought...
Can you tell me what happened? Was it during the holidays?
No, it was a normal school day. It was early morning, approximately 3 o'clock in the morning. I was in my room, and then I was woken up by the horrifying sound of someone screaming. So then I went in, and my mum was acting very peculiar.
Where was your mum?
In her bed. She was shaking, quite frantically, in fact. So then I looked. I thought of all the options within a nanosecond, and I just decided what to do, to call an ambulance, because I couldn't call. My first thought was, personally, was to run outside and to call for help at the house, but I couldn't do that.
Why couldn't you do that?
Because, firstly, people might be in bed, they might not hear, so then you've got another problem. But because the ambulance service are so good, they answer within 5 seconds. So they were my only option to turn to, and that's how.
Annie Othen,
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.